Jesus. This is Sunday morning, 9:24. This morning, praying before the service, I woke up about an hour early, so I usually take that as a cue to, Lord may want to talk to me about something. So this is, I believe, further instructions. You know, we've been making confessions for a lot of years now, and that's good. I'm not saying don't do that. But the Lord kind of switched my thinking to maybe a, just a little higher, maybe a higher infiltration. He spoke to me and said, whatever you're listening to, whether it be a podcaster, a sports program, a church program, whatever it may be, begin to personally speak over the people that you see on the screen. If it's a podcaster and maybe they're doing their best, but they're not quite on the mark, pray for them that they will get in divine order. That was the key, divine order. But you're looking right at that person. There's a pastor that comes on. I'm pretty sure he's a Word of Faith pastor comes on. I was praying today that this church get hooked up with the apostle in their district. They get in divine order. Football player, well, you know, Lord, I claim that's his salvation. Call their name out. To me, it's like you're going into that domain and you're speaking over situations. Don't just sit there like a mushroom. Get to work. Get to work infiltrating. I think this is really probably better targeting than just general confessions. Because you're actually talking about a specific person. And you may even know their name. Probably do if it's sports. If it's a church program or something, you probably know the minister, their name anyway. Call them into divine order. How are we going to get our world in order? Just like God did. How did he get our world back in order? And God said, now I'm not just talking about just blab a bunch of stuff. Let the Holy Spirit lead you. God didn't just blab when he saw it. He let his spirit hover over the situation until he had the words he wanted, the picture he wanted, and then he spoke. So that's a new assignment. Don't just blindly sit by to listen to things or see things. Put your faith to work towards those things, because there's a lot of good, I listen to podcasters, there's a few out there that are really excellent, but some of them are missing the mark. Because if you don't have God in it, you're wrong. I don't care how good your facts are. If God's not in it and you don't have God's plan at your heart, you're wasting everybody's time. Because people don't seem to get it. They think this big natural world's coming with all these inventions and things are going to make their life better. They don't have a clue about the kingdom of God. They don't. So how are they going to get a clue? God's people are going to have to change it. We're the ones we're put in charge to change it. So the Lord says, get busy. Don't waste your time. All right. Cut that off, please.